Episode 19 of the Lousy Wrestling Podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E clothing.com and Rain Clothing on Facebook. They're launching the line January 1st, 2017. Go like them on Facebook and check out the things they got and the designs and the upcoming news and bands they've been sponsoring. Rain Clothing supports Lousy Weather Media. Now, enjoy the show.
Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. It's just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
Welcome to the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, the shittiest wrestling podcast in America, only on the Lousy Weather Media Network. Now, here's the show.
Sunny D. What is Sunny D? I mean, it's orange juice, but Sunny Delight. Who came up with it? Sunny Delight. That's a Wikipedia thing to Google. Like, who was like, orange juice ain't good enough. Let's make our own orange juice.
And then someone was like, we're making Tang fuck both orange juice and Sunny D.
And Tang's good. Tang's like powder.
Yes, it is like powder.
It's what astronauts use is Tang.
Tang.
So it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast episode, what, 19?
19, I believe.
I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
We're here. We're in the studio. We're at the dining room table. It's been a crazy week, man. How was your holiday? How was your Thanksgiving?
Been shitting for the last 2 days.
Been shitting? What'd you do? Get food poisoning?
No, just eat so much damn food, that's all you pretty much do in the next 2 days is shit.
You're just shit. Full of fiber?
Full of fiber and just shitting most of the day.
Full of fiber and shitting.
Yeah.
Did you have turkey or would you...
Turkey, ham, green bean casserole. My girlfriend made this sweet potato casserole. I ate like pretty much half of that.
We had Swiss steak. Swiss steak and noodles, you know, mashed potatoes, rolls.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're not a turkey. We're really, really, really not a turkey family.
Yeah, the turkey this year wasn't that great.
We always were the type of people, like, we would eat turkey, but then nobody would really eat the leftovers. So then, like, nobody would eat the turkey leftover.
Well, who wants to eat fucking turkey for 5 days?
So,
like, I ate fucking ham for the last 3 days and was like, Jesus Christ, I don't want no ham.
If you remember at my parents' old apartment, they had turkeys like in the backyards and my mom fed all the time. It was like 23 like turkeys just living in the woods behind their apartment that my mom
fed. Surprised she didn't just, you know, pluck her own turkey.
Once she was started feeding them, they became like people to her. You can't eat a turkey anymore.
She is like, turkey never again.
Yeah, I don't think she eats any turkey anymore.
She's like, those are my friends.
Yeah.
Your mom turned into the turkey
lady. My mom is the turkey lady now.
Well, not no more.
Well, yeah, there's no turkeys, but she still fights for the turkey cause, I guess you could say. They tore down all those woods anyway. We fought city council so hard for them to not tear down those woods, and they did it anyway.
You knew they were going to tear them down, right?
Because the government gets what they want. It's just like what's happening in Standing Rock right now. Government's coming in and saying, no, you guys need to, like, your protest thing was fun and all, but you got to end it because we're just going to keep doing it.
We're going to spray gas in your eyes.
We're sending the military in to fucking shut you guys down finally.
Like, I thought people had freedom of protest.
Yeah, well.
If you're Native American, it sucks to be you, right?
Pretty much. We're going to just do whatever we want to you anyway.
It's kind of irony. Thanksgiving. Fucking up.
So
nothing's changed.
to the wrestling world we go today. What a fantastic week of professional wrestling, I thought. I was actually really happy.
Storylines.
I watched a couple reviews from people, and they were like,
not really. I thought the last week's episodes were better, and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no way. The past few weeks have been awful, and then this week, Raw was fucking great, SmackDown was really good.
Week three, they were all right. They were better than weeks one through two, because
the Survivor Series you're talking about.
Yeah, week three was like the major build, last big hurrah push.
But all that little like inner team warfare, blah, blah, blah bullshit was dumb.
You was happy, don't fucking lie.
Survivor Series was a good show. You not was gonna all say about that. It. Survivor Series was a good show, but the lead up to it was awful.
I hope they learned off this and change their format. To say it wasn't awful
would be retarded. But so not a bad week in professional. They finally the professional wrestling has come back to the WWE this week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say The Rock. I'd been like, what, wrestling's back finally?
That was the joke. So anyway, you want to get into the top news stories this week brought to you by Rain Clothing.
Yeah, sure. You said you had a fuck ton this week. I didn't see any, really.
Here's my favorite news story I saw this week. TNA Wrestling's upcoming tag team Apocalypto extravaganza.
I just skipped over it.
Well, they've been filming segments for it. They've been. It's already partly filmed, and they're gonna. They have the rumor.
How much to bring them to your backyard to film the rest of it? $15.99. PayPal account.
Nearly a dozen teams have participated in this special so far.
You're trying to jump in $15 buy-in.
I'm trying to just move on from conversation.
You just thought you were thinking for a second. You're like $15 buy-in to join in that match.
But no, okay, TNA? So this has leaked.
I'm just saying, you get your foot in the door.
Sources have confirmed legendary tag team the Rock and Roll Express are one of the teams involved in tag team Apocalypto. Are you okay, Derek? Are you in shock over there? Are you not excited to see Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton fucking come out of
their fucking walkers?
They still work across the country. I think you're crying. No, see, the funny thing is, you think it's funny, but this might be like the only thing on TNA I'll watch all year, other than what I've seen on YouTube. I might like this would be the one
Jim
time
Burnett come and join him too.
Yeah, he'll never go work at TNA again. But they'll do if they have the fucking Rock and Roll Express on TNA Wrestling, I'll probably actually watch it. Like, I'll get Pop TV and watch that shit.
They're bringing the Oriental Express, too.
Yeah, good old fucking Paul Diamond or whatever the fuck that guy's name was. But anyway, So
are they just restarting the AWA is what I want
to
fucking...
I'm trying to think. I'm wondering... So they say nearly a dozen teams have filmed for this. I'm wondering who all has... What tag teams from the past they've got?
Smoky Mountain Wrestlers.
How many Smoky Mountain wrestlers they've gotten?
That made me cry. That was hilarious.
You know, maybe they could get the Smoking Guns for this. You know, I'm trying to think of who's not working, you know?
Oh, boy, that's funny. Who's not working?
Maybe the Quebecers.
I thought one was still up. Signed with the WWE.
Who? Jay Rougeau? Yeah. Jacques Rougeau? I don't think any of them do.
No, I thought one was still signed with
so what? But anyway, what do you think about this? Them bringing back these...
You just seen what I thought about.
Tag Team Apocalypto, they're bringing out the big guns for this.
So let me get this right. WWE brings back the Headbangers, and TNA is equivalent to that at the Rock and Roll Express.
I like the Rock and Roll Express, man. I'm ready to see the tassels.
They were like, we'll get the Headbangers to the Rock and Roll Express.
Ricky Morton's one of the best fucking workers of all time, man. I could watch Ricky Morton wrestle still this day.
Who, Marty Jannetty?
No, Ricky Morton. I watched them. Oh, that's a good one for TNA. The new Rockers who do Marty Jannetty and Al Snow.
Isn't Al Snow already in TNA?
Exactly. So you just bring Marty Jannetty in for a payday. You got the new Rockers, Leif Cassidy and Marty. I hope they do, dude. I
the
hope.
New Rockers versus the Rock and Roll Express.
Tag Team Apocalypto.
The Battle of the Has-Beens of the 80s and 90s.
The big hope is that the Young Bucks show up, but I think they once you start hearing news of Rock and Roll Express showing up,
you go back to New Japan Wrestling.
Yeah, the Young Bucks might be staying far away from this.
They're trying to get their fucking...
I'm sure you'll probably see, like, Motor City Machine Guns, maybe. It'll probably be some TNA, old who, TNA tag teams.
Who fucking...
What about... You might
Ashley
even get...
Shelley
Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin. What about... I'm trying to think of the old, good TNA tag teams. What about Wildcat Chris Harris and James Storm, America's Most Wanted, AMW?
Dude, next thing I'm waiting for you to tell is they're going to bring back fucking American Males from WCW.
American Males. That's my favorite theme song of all time. American Males. Oh, shit. American Males. I wish I could listen to that right now. Scotty Riggs. Who was that in that team? Marcus Bagwell and Scotty Riggs?
Yeah.
American Males, bro. So, yeah, I wouldn't even be that mad about that. Bring back American Males. Rock and roll.
I'm still wrapping my head around...
I mean, I wonder if Stan Lane and Dennis Condrey or any of them are still going from the Midnight Express. And you do Rock and Roll Midnight one last time.
Just bring the fucking scaffolding match.
Yeah, the scaffold. There you go.
The Night of the Skywalkers.
Road Warrior Animals got to show up at Tag Team Apocalypto, too.
Withdrawals in a wheelchair.
Heidenreich. I was watching somebody posted online, I think it was Kayfabe News, they posted this match. It was like Heidenreich versus Doink the Clown in a Golden Corral parking lot. You're welcome. And so I watched it. It was pretty funny. There's this really, really fat guy playing Doink, and Heidenreich looks awful, and they're in a Golden Corral parking lot in front of like 30 people.
That sounds like what their TNA Apocalypto tag team thinks. 30 people.
I thought you'd be excited.
You're one of the 30.
You were just watching Starrcade 85. I thought you'd be excited for rock and roll to be popping up 31 years later
I just think it's funny. WWE was like, what old group can we get?
You mean
headbangers.
WWE, yeah.
And TNA's like, who can we get, fellas, to compete with the headbangers? Mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Express.
I bet you fucking...
Two things that have to do with music references.
I bet you to this day, Rock and Roll Express could probably sell more tickets than headbangers any day. On a flyer. Put Rock and Roll Express on a flyer in North Carolina.
And you're
Carolina.
The only one there.
You put them on a flyer in North Carolina, you're selling 500 tickets.
150
easy. That's
what,
it.
They're 500 friends.
I bet you that's how they're on it because they're filming all this in North Carolina, and the Rock and Roll Express has got to still be in the North Carolina area.
The Hardys was like, "Hey, boys."
Yeah, I mean, that
well,
was,
hey, Grandpa.
The Mid South. I mean, the Mid Atlantic territory. Was
I wonder
like
if they
home.
Found them at an autograph convention or some shit.
Mm-hmm. And just was like, "Hey, come over to the compound and film some shit real quick." We'll pay you each $500 in a crack rock.
And we'll update your walker.
I thought Ricky Morton was like really sick, but I guess he's not.
I guess he can work for $500.
Ricky Morton's he's one of the best wrestlers of all time, Ricky Morton. Some of his matches in like 1990 with Ric Flair and shit are incredible. So anyway,
I think that's more Ric Flair making him look better wrestler than what you think.
So did you hear this stuff about
Vince? I told you I didn't see a lot of news.
Okay, so Vince Russo apparently came out last week and on his podcast, and he made this giant rant about how women can't be leaders, and that in the Bible, God was created first and woman was created second, and that's a pecking order that the world's supposed to live by. And then
right after that, did it say approved by Trump?
So then I'm reading WrestleZone today.
Your favorite place.
Yeah, shit website. And they're talking to him about it, and they were like they said, you know, recently a highly edited controversial video surfaced of you talking, and the way they put that, I was like, I didn't hear the story like that. And then he goes, I'm not going to put the video over. It was designed to, you know, make me look bad. Some friends bought into the hoax and commented on social media that I was a bad person. Rather than even attempting to contact me, they were worked and played right into the person's hands. Rather than defend me, they took the opportunity to grab some attention for themselves, saying that, like, so then people started bashing them so that they could get their names out there. Like, this person said this about Vince Russo. So he's like, and WrestleZone's like, yeah, that was definitely an unfortunate situation. So I was like, okay, well, I want to hear the audio. You know what I mean? I was like, let me get into this a little bit.
So you took your time to find the audio.
Yeah, I'm about to go ahead and just play it for you. It's about 3 minutes, so we'll have to strap in. But basically what he goes on to, it has to say,
be better than the Rock and Roll Express.
You think this would be better than Rock and Roll Express, Vince Russo? But, okay, so I'm like, well, I wonder if he's taken out of context. And people are like, as a Christian man, as a believer of the Bible, so Vince Russo speaking, I don't believe that women were created to be leaders.
I'm still trying to figure out if Ming and the Barbarian's going to be in that match.
But, so, I mean, like, I don't understand this stupid principle of, like, this is the way it was in the Bible and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, that's obviously retarded believing that way. Like, he is.
Unless you're a retard who believes that way.
He goes on to completely keep on saying, like, I'm not sexist. My wife does an important thing by giving birth to children. And it's like, I got the audio. Let's just listen to it here.
As a Christian man, as a believer of the Bible, I don't believe that women were created to be leaders. I don't believe a woman was created to.
Because he's talking about Hillary Clinton, obviously, is how this conversation
came. You can obviously tell he's a Trump supporter.
This country, based on the fact that the woman was taken from the man's rib. That's all. That's my opinion. That is my opinion. Woman wasn't created first. The man was created first. The woman was created second. I believe that that's how God wanted the pecking order to be.
The problem with this, why he sounds stupid to the average person, is like there's no factual proof to any of that he's saying. A woman was made from a man's rib? Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, what does that even mean?
It means,
like, they took
only retards believe that
they
Sean.
Took some barbecue ribs and smothered them with fucking sweet baby rays.
Your baby back ribs.
It became a woman.
Poof!
I believe that man was created first. Woman was created as a part of man. I went through this the other day. I ain't going through it again. But I think that's perfect.
As he starts to go through it again,
exactly. Clear in the Bible. I also said, and I made myself clear. I think the women have the most important job. I think giving birth and rearing kids and raising kids and molding and shaping other human beings is more important than being a leader. I think it's more important than any.
You shouldn't be President Hillary Clinton. You should be a mom. Like,
you should shape your child as she's 60 years old and she's like, my vagina is dusty, bitch. Leave me the fuck alone.
Shaping your child is more important than anything else in the world.
It's done gone through menopause.
The funny thing is he doesn't think he sounds sexist. Like, he doesn't think that he sounds sexist by saying, like, he literally
sounds like Donald Trump.
He literally is the definition of sexist statements right now.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
A women's place is to give a child, and the women's place is in the kitchen, and the women's place is to mold to the child while I work. Like, you know what I mean? He's making absolutely boneheaded ass statements and not understanding that he sounds retarded. Like, he thinks he sounds right.
And that's why he was fired by the WWE.
A job I could hold, I think it's more important than any paycheck I could bring in. And I said it. I said on this show, My wife's job was more important and more difficult than mine, and I could not have...
That's true, because he jerked off on the wrestling business for 20 fucking years.
So I can understand why he sees it
that way. I feel bad for that poor woman for dealing with your lazy, retarded ass for that fucking long.
Thank you, Done Vince it. McMahon, for the money that I did get.
Yeah, for the 2 years of success that I fucking actually did have.
Thank you for paying for my house. Hope you didn't fucking was retarded.
Even through the people I've murdered, like Owen Hart and shit like that. You know, she had the tough job. I was just out murdering people.
That's what I said. I careers. Made that perfectly clear. But
yeah, putting phony tattoos on Samoa Joe's face and making him wear a fucking skirt. That's what I was doing. She was doing the hard shit.
Oh, somebody on Saturday said they were going to stop listening to my show because not, you know, I'm sexist.
Good for them.
And I think everyone stopped watching their show when he took over.
Oh, man.
Nice conversation with the guy. You know, we were both rational, and I kind of, you know, restated my case. But here's something, you know, that I have to say. Okay, and I'm just going to blatantly say it. Men and women are not equal.
Okay, this is the whole reason why I'm playing this clip, is this part. We've suffered through the past 2 minutes of his annoying-ass fucking voice just for this part.
Men and women are not equal.
Listen, this is fucking the most awful thing I've ever heard in my life.
Men and women were not created equal. If men and women were created equal... we'd either all have wee-wees or we'd all have a vagina. Do you understand that if we were created equal, either everybody would have a pee-pee or either everybody would have a vagina?
A vagina. A pee-pee or a vagina. The motherfucker can't even say penis and vagina. Like, give me a fucking break, you loser-ass motherfucker.
No wonder why his wife had a hard job.
Like... what the fuck does this even mean?
I wonder because, if mom was teaching because, him pee-pee.
Exactly. That's what he sounds like. A fucking, the, what does this even mean? Okay, because one person has a dick and the other person has a vagina, they both can't be.
No, they have pee-pees in time.
I mean, just because one person has a pee-pee and the other person has a vagina doesn't mean they can't have equal rational fucking thought and equal rational work, equal fucking everything. Like, just because one person is factored to do one thing, he goes on to say, like, he keeps saying...
the fact that a man has a pee-pee and a woman has a vagina and a woman can give birth to a child and a man can't, and a man can plant the seed to create that child. That right there tells you men and women are different.
Yeah, they're different genitalia. Like, I mean, give me a fucking break. Dude, that does not have anything to do with how a person can think and act. I'm fucking... women can be 9,000 times more rational, level-headed, and smart than a fucking any man ever. You know what I mean? It can go vice versa. Like, they can equally both work as hard. There's women out there that work in fucking factories. There's men out there that work in kitchens. Mm-hmm. There's, you know what I mean? They equal in so many fucking levels, other than the fact of somebody having a pee-pee and the other one having a vagina. You know what I mean? Like, of course that makes two people different. That doesn't make them not equal.
How did he get his job again?
Jesus Christ.
And it's not just about their sex organs. It's about their emotions. It's about their gifts. It's about what
those damn emotional women. Those what they can do, what they can achieve, what they were built to create.
It has nothing to do with sexism. And I'm so sick and tired of this freaking world being so damn politically correct. When I come on here and I basically say, I don't believe women were created to lead. But I'll tell you right now, my wife's job was more important than mine. And I couldn't have done her job.
Okay, that's enough. So he is absolutely retarded.
Yeah, you can't do our job because you're a lazy fuck.
He's absolutely retarded. This is one of the dumbest 3 minutes of audio I've ever heard in my fucking life.
This is as bad as the final deletion, wasting my time.
But I couldn't believe that he is like, and then they have people like WrestleZone being like, oh yeah, you're taken way out of context. When I just played you the audio, I didn't fucking take any. I played 3 minutes straight, essentially. I paused it a couple times so we could giggle at his dumbass. But I played 3 minutes of him straight and sounding like an idiot. And he doesn't, he's like this, and it's so funny because he makes the statement that everybody.
Has someone taken his password from Twitter yet?
One time he got locked out of his own website because he fucked over the guy who made his website. So he had to go out there and tell everybody, don't buy my merchandise because some other guy owns it and he locked me out of it. Because he's a fucking idiot. But anyway, so he says the dumbest thing at the end where he's like, this isn't about being sexist, even though he just says 3 minutes of sexist shit. And then he's like, and I'm so sick and tired of this damn world being so PC, which all that means is when you complain about things being too PC is like people telling you that the shit you're saying is either racist or sexist. Like, people are like, you're being racist or sexist. You're being racist or sexist. And they're like, you're being too PC. You know what I mean? Like, it's the dumbest fucking thing in the world. It's like, no, you're being sexist, and here's why. You're an idiot. You know what I mean? Holy shit.
I don't know what to laugh harder at. The Rock and Roll Express for that.
The other thing I did this week was...
He didn't have me in tears, so I think the Express got me a little ahead.
I wanted to come up with a game. Do you remember the television show Daria? There was a...
Have you finished watching every season?
Yes. There's a character on there named Sandy Griffin, a part of the Fashion Club, that has an uncanny... vocal sound and dialect and vocabulary as Nikki Bella. And I think in the future I'm going to come up with a game like, did Sandy Griffin say it or did Nikki Bella say it?
And now you done fucked yourself because someone's going to steal your idea.
they can say something like, how hard is it to type stuff? Nikki Bella or Sandy Griffin?
Yeah. See, only you would understand that.
One of these days I'll have to like just get Sandy Griffin like vocabulary or like her voice. I'll see if I can pull up we'll just like compare their voices a little bit, see if I can. If I can't, we'll just go to break. But I was just watching Dart because anytime I hear Nikki Bella talk, I just kind of hear like this voice. It's like,
you're like, who does that bitches remind me of?
She says, yeah, because she sounds like she goes, SummerSlam is our biggest event of the year. And you know what I mean? Like, that's just the way she talks. And
do you think she went on a Daria binge like you did?
And then when I was watching Daria, I was kind of like,
Nikki Bella just stole her whole gimmick.
Yeah, she sounds like this person. I think this is her talking. But somebody took it and put it.
Is it a remix?
Yeah, somebody took it and put it to like the Jaquan "Everybody Getting Tipsy" beat. That was weird. I don't fucking know.
I agreed to wear my dress only on odd number days, and Tiffany agreed to wear hers only on even numbered ones. Stacy, days have names, not numbers.
Alternating sounds like a good
that's
idea.
The redhead
oh, sure.
Right here.
Until our enemies spread the rumor that Stacy and Tiffany are trading off a single garment, the only possible scenario more horrifying than owning two of the same dress.
Oh, God!
Okay, the way that chick talked right there at the end. This is the worst podcast I've ever done in my life. This is why we're America's shittiest podcast.
Because you're comparing.
Because, yeah, what am I going to do? Find a dumbass Nikki Bellis fucking quote on YouTube now to compare. But, yeah, the way their voices sound, man, I just thought.
I don't see it, but you obviously do somehow. I think you're just. Have Daria in your head, everything just sounds like a Daria character to you. Who do I sound like in Daria?
Trent.
See, there you go. You're already comparing me to someone in Daria. Watch something new.
All right, let's take a break, then we'll come back and talk hits and misses of SmackDown and Raw presented by Rain Clothing. That's my new thing. You can look, but you can't touch.
Lousy weather media. Ohio's known for lousy weather. My retro vendors keep me ever fresher. She acquired pleasure from applied pressure. Want the fruits of my labor, this is nectar. I stay translucent, never showing no emotion. While I'm standing in the snow wearing rain clothing. Been taught I look like a product of J.K. Rowling. That would explain how I'm creating all this magic. Get hooked on his diction like a bad habit. When your words are acrobatic, creating straight havoc. Trying to go down in the books is a valid savage. And retire to a beach.
What you sleeping on?
On a money hammock.
It's Slip
with a dollar sign. It's brainclothing.com. Lousyweathermedia.com. .com.
I asked for us to get that weekend off, by the way.
What weekend?
Thanksgiving. John Bree and I are off. So I'll talk to John this week and let you know for sure.
Okay. Oh, but okay.
I don't know why I think it sounds so much like Sandy Griffin from Daria.
I have a feeling it's going to end up being Brawling.
See, it is important for you to find out if he wants to spend Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm not going to watch a whole episode of Total Divas here. But
you were about to, wasn't
I
you?
I was. I was like, just my eyes were just open. And I was staring down at it.
While you're looking for fat pigs.
I told you during break, it's kind of funny. Like, okay, so I just type in Nikki Bella in the drop-down menu of other searches, like what you might also want to type in. So it says Nikki Bella Total Divas, Nikki Bella theme song, Nikki Bella quote, Nikki Bella FAP, Nikki Bella and John Cena, Nikki Bella returns.
And the FAP is in the top five.
Yeah, FAP was number four.
The number four is the dirty mind. Like
I feel bad for like little kids like trying to like go on and type in. It might be some like weird Google thing just from knowing what I'm into when I'm on my other searches. And YouTube, Google just up in my brain. Like, being like, we know what you want. Just number four, you want FAP. We know you want FAP. Number four.
Soon Google is going to be like McDonald's. We're going to give you number four.
Yeah, FAP. Like, even when I'm just like typing in normal things, I'll be like Dell desktop, and it'll be like number four, FAP. Fapping to desktops. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, I wonder if you were like, you had never searched anything pornography-wise in your Google, if you would never have FAP show up in your YouTube. what do they call those? Like
search engines?
Fill-ins, like search fill-ins or suggestions or whatever.
Yeah.
Your search suggestions. Maybe you would never end up with FAP.
So, obviously, number four for you is always FAP.
Number four for me is always going to be FAP. Like, it's like that means it's like not all the time, but it's definitely in my top five things I do on the internet. You know what I mean? It's like it's number four behind just like wanting to watch Total Divas. That's funny.
Oh, that is.
So, you want to get to the hits and misses of Raw and SmackDown presented to you by Rain Clothing.
Sounds good.
RainClothing.com. R-A-N-E dot clothing.com. Mike's going to be by this Tuesday on the podcast, on the main show.
Cool.
Hopefully I'll get me a nice Rain Clothing t-shirt to slap into. They got these bracelets they're giving away right now.
If you're like, I want one of those. I want a t-shirt. Uh-huh. I want a hat. I want a hand job. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I want all those things.
I want the whole package.
If Rain Clothing is offering all those things, I will take all of those things. So
Mike's I better get fucking a year's worth of fucking
subscription, or I mean, sponsorships. Ads, yeah. If we're throwing that into the contract,
I want at least a year's worth. The hand job alone sold the 100 360. Sean's in.
Dude, I let's get to Monday Night Raw. One of my favorite things all year happened with the highlight reel this week, but we'll get there. All
right.
Let's talk about the opening with Bill Goldberg.
Well,
he said that after he whooped Brock's ass, he was walking through the back and Stephanie was like, you know what? You want to come? You think you got a title run in you? And he was like, oh, hell yeah. Hold on. That's somebody else's gimmick. What did he say? He was like, definitely, or something like that. What the fuck? Whatever.
You bet your ass.
You bet your ass. That's what he said. There's Goldberg's catchphrase, legendary catchphrase. So he's like, and then, so I'm going to be in the Royal Rumble 2016.
The crowd went nuts when he was like,
There was a small pause in Toronto. You screwed Brett chant the whole time he was talking. Like, the entire time you could just hear, like, sounded like five Canadian dudes on camera, like, you screwed Brett, because he kicked him in the head and gave him a stroke and ended his almost his life, basically.
Yeah, but still.
Canadians hold that against him, and that's what they thought.
Was that Brett's family?
They thought he was. Five that was that yeah, it was like Keith Hart just in the crowd with his brother or some shit. Like, Keith and that's Bruce, what I'm wondering. Or whatever the did fuck, they hire whoever's them? Alive still. But
I mean, they got cousins.
11 people.
There's a fuck ton.
So, what did you think about Goldberg saying he's going to be at Royal Rumble?
I messaged you.
Yeah, it was big news to you.
I said, you ready for another like 4 or 5 months of Bill Goldberg?
Hell until yeah. WrestleMania. I'm ready for the WrestleMania match.
Really? Two spears and a jackhammer. God,
Oh yeah, I'm ready for the Royal Rumble. He's gonna get screwed by somebody in the Rumble.
They say he's entering first,
and it's gonna be like it's gonna be something like him and Triple H at Mania, something like that. Probably, I'll put money on it.
Why? It should be him and Brock. Because
no. You know what you do? This is what you do. What,
stretch him this out what for you a do. Whole
nope,
year?
Nope. I'm calling it right now. This is not... I don't have any inside information, nothing like that. I haven't read nothing. This is just me fucking spitballing off the brain here. Kurt Angle at the Royal Rumble shows up, screws Brock Lesnar. You get Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
And does the Undertaker wrestle?
Undertaker isn't going to wrestle anybody because because WrestleMania will not define his career.
So what Big Four event is?
Well,
Royal Rumble?
Undertaker and AJ could be great because you'll have Undertaker going for the title on SmackDown. Obviously, Undertaker is going to be on SmackDown.
Is that the end thing with the WWE right now?
What?
The 50-year-old man going for one more title
run. Yeah, so... But, so somehow you're going to get the belt onto Triple H, somebody like that, and you'll do...
Really, Triple H? Uh-huh. You want to give him the belt?
Yeah.
Just so he can become, what, 15-time champ? So him and John Cena can
go
for
number
one contenders for the 16th time?
You got to get Goldberg the belt somehow.
So give Goldberg the belt, really?
At WrestleMania. So
he does a whole another year run?
Goldberg wins the Rumble.
Does he go undefeated?
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, he's undefeated all the way till Mania. He's not losing
till
Mania.
Minus the Rumble.
Not losing till Mania. No, he's winning the Rumble. I changed my mind. Goldberg's winning the Rumble.
Because I said, is he going undefeated? You've fucked up your whole plans.
They got to do undefeated. They got to. Goldberg, undefeated. He wins the Rumble, and then he goes against Triple H at WrestleMania. Triple H becomes the champion at Rumble. You got, I don't know how that happens, but it's going to happen. So then you have, and then you have Brock Lesnar getting screwed at the Royal Rumble by returning Kurt Angle, setting up Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar at Mania. You have Undertaker returning, going for AJ Styles. So you have Undertaker versus AJ Styles, WrestleMania. I'm stacking the card, brother. We going, this is a hell of a deal. And then, so, then you got, and then, so, Triple H got the title.
Hey, bro, we are out of Fantasy Warfare. It's got real, right? Yep.
Got one more match. The reason why Triple H has got the title is because Kevin Owens finally, Jericho's interaction did not pay off, and it screwed Kevin Owens. They finally go to a head and hate each other. Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho, Battle of the List at WrestleMania.
You think the list is going to Mania?
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
So that's, I just fantasy booked WrestleMania right here.
Not a bad job, but I only see maybe one possibility.
Yeah, you don't see that. So anyway, Goldberg, what'd you think of it? You're excited? Or are you ready for Goldberg?
Not really.
He's at least signed through Rumble. I would imagine he's here to Mania. You know, what else? Why else would he be?
Pictured to Mania. I said that's where I thought he was going to initially have his main match with Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? We had, after that, we had
the New Day versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
This was an incredible wrestling match.
Oh, it was a really good match.
I'm not recalling any of the spots or anything, but I remember getting so hype into the match.
Don't remember shit? I thought the beginning was funny because they kept referencing Demolition's record, and Kofi cracked a joke. He was like, yeah, in 23 days we'll be demolishing that record. I was just geeking out because...
So, yeah, been, Demolition, yeah, demolishing. Yeah. So how did the...
The end, I remember, was controversial.
But I remember it being a shitty, like, just old, tired-ass, tag team, cliche ending. Run it by me, how it happened. I know you got it written down.
Oh, the end was Cesaro had Kofi up in the...
had him in the sharpshooter, and as soon as he started to tap, fucking Xavier Woods jumped on the apron, blew the trumpet like 3 times.
Yeah, distracted him.
So he missed the fucking thing, and then he hit him with a small package, and he pinned him.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, that was annoying as fuck.
Yeah, that's how it ended.
They've been doing that. It was so a good match, much though. With them. It's like the little trumpet distraction. Is so much. I'm getting tired of the New Day. I'm going to go out there and say it. I'm getting tired of New Day.
The Bootios has worn out for you.
I'm just getting tired of it. That's heel shit, too, and they get cheered. You know what I mean? It's just,
that's why I was saying they've been winning a lot of their matches recently heel.
Controversially.
Yeah.
You know?
Straight heel.
So then what did we run into?
Well, you watch it on Hulu, so I don't know if you got to the Chris Jericho backstage.
I'm not sure.
He pretty much was like, he's going to tell the world who's to blame, why we're all lost, and talk about the list.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the Y2J chant still continued over from the night before. Like, Canada's all about Chris Jericho. Like, he's like Bret Hart. Definitely in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. Then after that, you had Enzo walking around backstage naked. Did you see all that?
Yeah, I saw this, but I don't really remember what...
All that did was...
I remember he walked up to Lana, and Lana, like, kept looking down at it, and then she kind of, like, smiled, and then it was like... I don't remember. Rusev dragged her away, or
he put his hands over her eyes and dragged her away.
But they set that up for a match. But
it was just setting it up. Yeah, that's what later, I was talking about, just for a match for later on. Mm-hmm. After that, was backstage with Stephanie and Foley, with setting up a match with Sami Zayn and Braun Strowman later on.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that was Cedric Alexander versus Ari Daivari.
So yeah, I didn't see this match on Hulu. No,
you didn't miss much then because it was short again. I love Cedric Alexander. He fucking sweet. He's probably my favorite cruiserweight in the division. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I guess see a lot more of him on 205 Live this Wednesday.
So then we did the
highlight reel was right.
But
after
that. you said that about Cedric Alexander. Cedric, he was the standout of the cruiserweight classic.
He's amazing. They just every time he wrestles, he's either in a 6-man tag match, and then when he's in a 1-on-1s, there's matches 3 minutes. Like what the fuck?
So the highlight reel was. They came out, or he comes out, and he's like, I'm going to explain whose fault it was, and Kevin Owens came and interrupted him, and they're arguing over...
Yeah, Jericho was pissed.
Yeah, they're taking shots at each other, like, I don't care about your stupid list and shit like that.
Yeah,
because
Jericho was asked him who cares why he cares so much about the list, and Kevin Owens was like, I don't fucking care about the list, and he was like, well, I fucking do, pretty much, like, you bastard. Like, and, I thought you were friends.
Then they were like, you know what, I know whose fault it was, but I don't want to say it. No, I know whose fault it is, but I don't want to say it. And they were like, it's Roman Reigns' fault, and they both say it together at the same time. Like, they built it up so perfectly, like, the two of them.
Roman
gonna...
sucks chance instantly.
It was pretty funny, but
hilarious.
That's when Seth Rollins came out. Yeah,
he interrupted, came out.
Demanded a match.
Yep. And what did they say? That he couldn't have his match or some shit? Like, he wasn't deserving of it? And then after that, I seen what, because Rollins got in the ring and they fucking went back and forth, I think. And then that's when Seth Rollins attacked Chris Jericho, I believe. And then they started having a...
Well, Reigns came out.
No, they were fighting first because they double-teamed Rollins, and then Roman Reigns came out.
And then McFoley and
saved
came
out. Yeah, and then they made a fucking...
No DQ match, title match.
Title match for that night, which I thought was stupid. Jericho and Roman Reigns are both barred from being ringside, but it's a no DQ match, so you can't really disqualify them, even if they do. So it's like,
yeah, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, stupid. I didn't like how they worded that. Very stupid.
Well, you set it up for a cage match next time, but they already did that.
Yeah,
how many with the Hell in a Cell?
How many fucking cage matches can you do?
Did that with the Hell in a Cell. The whole point of Hell in a the whole point of a cage match is to keep people out and.
Because they
Jericho
have a pay-per-view
right
in December, too, I think. And it's going to be Roland Reigns and... not Roland Reigns, but Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens, because they already announced that.
Royal Rumble isn't until the 29th,
for Roadblock, right?
29th of January. So, yeah, they have a Roadblock coming up. You're
which
right.
Which was because you was wondering if Raw had a pay-per-view this coming up month. And you didn't know.
Yeah, they have a Roadblock.
And I forgot we had Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens. That was already announced. So we already know what that...
And then
pay-per-view
Samoa Joe and Nakamura are filming a match in Japan, I want to say.
In 2 weeks, I seen.
Yeah, so then they did Rusev and Enzo, which was basically a squash match, wasn't it?
Very quick, over 2 minutes, if that.
Well, when you're walking around naked trying to flaunt your fucking junk in front of somebody's girlfriend, of course you're going
to
get your ass
beat. I think
they
were trying to go back to the whole attitude, like cool deal right there. They were trying to go,
just having him naked as fuck.
They were trying to go a little bit more risque.
So the club beat up the Golden Truth. This was a fucking number one contender match or whatever.
I didn't understand why.
So I couldn't believe. Well, they're
why hasn't fucking the Bullet Club been fighting for the titles?
They're making they're making the New Day fucking defend the titles quite a bit, then, aren't they? They're just defending it every single week on TV. Holy shit.
They definitely defend their titles more than anyone else.
So, the club beat Golden Truth.
It was pretty much like two squash matches in the row. You had the squash match with... Actually, there was like three of them in a row, if you think about it. You started with the Cedric Alexander Rusev and Enzo, and then the Golden Truth and Bullet Club. And then right after that, you had fucking
Strowman and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, so like
this
four squash
on,
matches.
This wasn't on the Hulu version, so I didn't see Strowman and Sami Zayn. I don't know what happened.
Sami Zayn comes down. Strowman attacks him from behind instantly. Smashes him into the fucking back of the ring apron. Rolls him in, just beats the shit out of him. Sami Zayn pretty much had little to none offense.
Yeah.
Just manhandled, beaten up to the point where Mick Foley came down and was like, match is done. Over. Mm-hmm. He can't work no more. Stop the match. And that's how it ended.
Well, that sounds about sad.
That's how they're doing Sami Zayn now.
then we did Charlotte.
With Dana Brooks.
In the ring.
Yeah. Sasha came out and said she wanted her title shot.
Charlotte's proven that she's like one of the best in-ring promos, period, in the business.
She's killing it.
Sasha came out and just mumbled over her words. She had a couple stumbles. Crowd were really forgiving and like cheered for her. And like, you know, she kind of giggled through it. But yeah,
she was definitely not no Charlotte. Yeah, she's on it, dude.
Charlotte, yeah, is playing number one. They call it the Nia Jax come out. I thought Nia Jax sounded kind of dumb, too.
Don't let her talk. All I wrote down.
Everything was pretty contrived in her speech, I thought.
Yeah, you can definitely tell it was rehearsed several times.
So, Sasha Banks and... Well, I mean, did Bayley came out in the middle of this,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she came out to save Sasha... It was getting double teamed by Nia Jax.
Sasha and
that's when
Bayley
they came back, and bam, we had another tag match.
I was about to say, wasn't this just a squash match, too, basically?
Kinda.
I don't even really remember it, so I don't know if they even put the match part on the Hulu version.
The only thing I wrote down was Sasha and Bayley finally was able to suplex Nia Jax. They tried several times, and finally they got it.
Oh, well, at the pay-per-view, Nia Jax suplexed
everyone.
Yeah. Suplex City.
But, Sasha Banks and Bayley won. Nothing special.
I didn't see this match on the Hulu version either. Rich Swann, TJ Perkins, and Noam Dar. Maybe this is why I thought Raw was such a good episode, because I only saw half of what fucking happened.
All I had to say about this match was a lot longer than the first Cruiserweight match.
Yeah,
way better. I mean, it could have been easily one of the better match of the night.
Yeah, they didn't put it on Hulu at all.
Noam Dar fucking takes a brutal super kick from TJ Perkins, legit kicks him in the face, because dude clearly did not get his hand up in time, and they got the perfect angle and everything.
Yeah.
Dude takes a solid kick, and you can see dude like, motherfucker, like, that was not supposed to
there
happen.
There was some good super kicks over on SmackDown this week, too. We'll get there when we talk about the hits there, hits and misses there.
And then after that, we...
the main event, which was a beautiful, beautiful wrestling match.
I loved how Kevin Owens was mocking the 10 count of the crowd.
Yeah, he kept doing going, the tens.
Yeah.
And doing things to make them count.
To 10, yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
They battled outside and... over the barricade and into the, like, you know, the walkway where crowd would be coming out to fill into the seats. And then
I wrote before all that Owens put Reigns through a table during the commercial break, because they showed that. I don't know if you've seen that on Hulu.
I'm trying to. I thought the table spot was after the jump.
No.
And then you mean Rollins?
Yeah.
Owens put Rollins.
Yeah, Owens put
with a power bomb in the corner, a corner power bomb to the table.
Different spot. Yeah,
okay.
you didn't
so
see
I
the
didn't
first
see
commercial
it.
Spot. Yeah,
no.
And then they came back.
How did he
because,
put him?
Because pretty much Owens during commercial break, Owens was pretty much controlling most of the match, and then at the commercial, I mean Rollins, my bad, was controlling most of the match at the beginning, and then commercial hit, and that's when Kevin Owens hit him with a power bomb through the table in the middle of the ring. And from that point on, Kevin Owens started controlling the majority of the match from that point on until the next commercial break. Because it was kind of like each commercial, Kevin Owens controlled the next
switch.
Yeah, pretty much is how it was on television from my perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know how it was with Hulu on your perspective.
The big spot of it, though, is when they battled outside. And then,
oh, dude, that was awesome.
And then Seth Rollins come diving
off
the
stairwell.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's a good nine. It didn't look that high on television, but it's definitely about 9, 10 feet.
What I wrote down is I think he fucked up, because it looked like he was going for a body cross, like, splash, and he was like, oh, shit moment, and kind of turned into, like, a double axe handle, like, I'm barely going to hit you moment.
Yeah.
But
hit it pretty good, and the crowd exploded for it.
Crowd went nuts when they seen that shit. Yeah, no. I was like, damn. I was like, from my perspective, it looked like he fucked that shit up because he was going for a body cross and was like, oh shit, not making it. Double axe handle? I don't know. But then, let's see what happens.
Finish of the match was they came back inside the barricade, and then somebody in the crowd attacked.
See, after the crowd was the running power bomb into the table with a false finish.
And then the power bomb in the corner. He basically did a buckle bomb, but it was a table in the way.
My bad. Yeah, yeah.
They're wrestling inside the barricade. A random fan in a Sin Cara mask.
Sin Cara.
Attacks Seth Rollins on the outside, and then Seth Rollins happens to pull the mask off as he's like falling away.
He Chris Jericho'd him,
and
is what I said.
Yeah, he's like
the man who steals masks got a mask stolen from him. I thought.
And so Chris Jericho's there, even though he's supposed to be banned from ringside. He ends up getting on the inside of the barricade and hitting Seth Rollins with a move. I don't remember what he did.
I forget what he did, but I know Seth Rollins got him with a pedigree.
But then Kevin Owens fucking
power bombs
him into the fucking apron, rolls him inside and gets the 1-2-3.
It was easily the best match of the night since there were so many squash matches.
Yeah, see, I guess that's probably why I thought the episode of Raw was so good, because that Hulu version, hour and a half episode, I mean, you really can't beat that.
Yeah.
So much other stuff going on.
I was disappointed a little bit, but it definitely was way better than this whole Survivor Series fucking bullshit that sucked dick. Like, seriously, it was like we had storylines.
Exactly.
Like they were finally building, yes, like a storyline.
Wrestling,
yeah,
has come back.
Like there was storylines. I was happy to see storylines.
Yes. Yeah.
So then, off to SmackDown.
Yeah, SmackDown opened with Shane McMahon, which was the best way to open it because we all thought he died. They were in Ottawa. They moved a couple cities over.
Yeah.
But we all thought he died at.
I knew
Toronto.
He got injured or at least hurt. Dude, you seen it?
Yeah, it was bad.
He got a concussion.
He was dead.
He was not dead, or he would not have been on SmackDown.
He was dead.
This isn't Elder Scroll. You don't use a soul gem and revive a motherfucker.
So they opened the show with him, and he got You Still Got a Chance. And it sounded like from little kids that were never even like seen him wrestle before until Sunday. And it was
he gave
funny,
Raw props.
And
bitched about how AJ and Ambrose couldn't get along.
Yeah, and that's when he calls out James Ellsworth.
No, this one, Ambrose comes out.
Okay.
And Shane's upset that he reunited with squad members.
Oh, yeah, and, he calls him out for...
Yeah,
and
helped Roland Reigns and... I said Roland Reigns. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, and to eliminate his SmackDown team member. He was very pissed about that. He kept going on. And then that's when Ambrose brought down Ellsworth.
Okay.
And that's when we got the whole Ellsworth. And he did the whole supposedly spoil the news that Shane wanted to give backstage.
Him a contract. Yeah, Shane was like, I got something I want to talk to you about. And Dean Ambrose was like, just tell him here. And he's like.
Which I didn't understand. I thought everyone knew he already got a contract. Motherfucker had his own shirt with WWE merchandising on it.
And once
you
get entrance music, it's over. You're on. Once you get a Titantron video, I should say.
We can go with the Titantron video. The music, anyone can. Now, if you're really in, you would have your fucking... fucking own
but,
emoji.
So he says, like, you got a contract, and then, but James Ellsworth is like, I don't want a contract that way because I'm a fighting man, and any man with two hands is a fighting chance. Is basically how it went, right? Well, first,
I was just wondering, is Ellsworth going to be the new Hornswoggle?
My bad.
I wanted to ask you that before we get any further.
You think he's
going to be the new Hornswoggle?
I think he's going to be the next WWE champion. But that's not.
And then that's who he wrestles at
WrestleMania
instead of The Undertaker.
But anyway, they tell Dean Ambrose, like, you're not allowed to be here. You have to leave. Yeah, so Dean Ambrose leaves, and that's when AJ comes out. And James Ellsworth says, thank you for offering the contract, but I'd rather win it. by beating AJ Styles. And if I can beat him, I want a contract and a shot at the world title eventually.
Yeah, that's when he challenges Ellsworth.
So, well, no, Ellsworth challenged AJ. And AJ's like, you're serious? And James Ellsworth's like, I already beat you twice.
He said he didn't deserve the contract and shit like that. So, since TLC was coming up, he was going to challenge Ellsworth to a ladders match for the contract.
Okay.
And that's when Shane was like, oh, you don't have to do this. And he was like, well, any two man.
You're right. Yeah.
That's how it went. Yeah. I was just letting you go so I could fix your mistake.
Okay. Whatever, man. You know, I only watched it earlier today. But then,
only today. I watched it Tuesday. But if he won, but you said everything else right. If he won and stuff like that, the whole gist of it. But if he won, he wanted a title shot.
Ellsworth accepted the match. AJ left. And then as Ellsworth and Shane are standing there, Dean came in behind them.
After he was kicked out.
Yeah, he left up the ramp and then went through the arena, then came down through the crowd and then hopped in the ring.
Just to rub his head, give him a little noogie.
So that's the running theme of the night, basically. See, that is definitely one of the big differences between Raw and SmackDown, is SmackDown kind of picks something and then they run it through the night. You know what I mean? They pick like a normal TV show would, like a sitcom would,
a normal theme
where fucking than
a million things going.
Yeah,
on.
Raw is
the WCW.
I want to say
unexpected everything. You don't know what's happening.
Raw's a lot more Saturday Night Live.
SmackDown is freaking.
I think I always compare Raw to Saturday Night Live. It's a lot of just like, here's the cheerleader sketch. Here's the fucking. A wild and crazy guy sketch. I'm dating myself in these references. Here's the Eddie Murphy bathtub sketch. here's the Weekend Update.
There's no Wayne's World sketch.
Here's the Wayne's World sketch.
Who's the fuck's the Wayne's World sketch?
You know, I don't know. Enzo and Cass. But I'm just like, and SmackDown is a lot more of the wrestling show, and it goes like that. Oh, that was another news story I forgot to talk about. We can just throw it in here since we're talking about
SmackDown.
Like,
SmackDown doesn't matter.
No, while we're talking about SmackDown, because it has to do with that. They had a Swedish promotional poster for their tour in Sweden, and Cesaro was left off of it, and he was kind of pissed. Like, it had Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho and all the shit. And no Cesaro. And he, like, kind of tweeted about it, like, you're going to... Or it was Switzerland. My bad.
We're going to keep the Switzerland man Switzerland. Off Switzerland.
Yeah, exactly. My bad. I said Sweden, but it was Switzerland. And then
that's when someone should hit the music. You suck.
Yeah.
You suck.
Why, because Kurt Angle's coming back?
No, just because that's what people think. He sucks.
Who, Cesaro?
Yeah.
I love Cesaro.
And Switzerland, obviously not, because he was on their fucking poster.
That's his home country. That's what he's saying. He's like, we're going to my home, and you can't even put me on the promotional poster. And he tweeted about it.
Did
like
he
kinda,
get kicked off that world tour?
No.
Punched
but,
in the face by
but
Sin Cara.
Daniel Bryan did reply by saying, if you were on the blue brand, you wouldn't have to worry about it because you'd be on all of our posters. Like, talking about how Cesaro's not getting a fair shake on the Raw brand and how he is being overlooked and how good of a wrestler he is and how much money he can make.
Yeah, I get it.
What are your thoughts on that?
I care less because they're
like I guess it was a good thing I left it out of the segment.
They're ruining his career on Raw.
Exactly. So if he was on the SmackDown brand, he'd get a fair chance.
Is he going to SmackDown? No.
So
until they do the whole contract, and then he'll do the whole Scott Hall thing, because like, you know that's what they're going to revert to.
All right. So then they did.
I see it coming. I see this being the WCW NWO split that Eric Bischoff wanted.
They had to do. They did. The Miz has to wrestle Kalisto because Kalisto didn't get a fair shot against. Brian Kendrick.
Because of Baron Corbin.
So he's getting a chance to go for the Intercontinental title because it's Miz-giving this week.
And then right to the Kalisto Miz.
Not
match.
A bad match. I like Kalisto.
Decent match.
I like Kalisto a lot. Kalisto is the first like luchador to like wear a mask and convey emotion the same way Rey Mysterio did.
I think it's Rey Mysterio.
Does it? You think it is Rey Mysterio? Lost weight. He's just in a different outfit.
Got his tattoos removed.
I think, Mike.
Stop the steroids.
Like, it's one of those things where you're wearing a mask, but you, like, the mask is part of the face. Like, a lot of people, when they wear masks, it's like, oh, you have a mask on, and you don't
you
get.
You suck.
Yeah, you don't get the emotion, you know what I mean, of a person. So, Kalisto, like, he really, he emotes, like he's the second coming of Rey Mysterio.
Oh, for sure. I told you he reminds me of Baltimore Dragon and
Mysterio. Mysterio
mixed together, yeah.
So the ending of it was like Corbin showed up on the outside. And
here's the thing I pretty much called was like they're going to keep that Baron Corbin and Kalisto. And you're like, no, they're not. Yeah, they're doing this. Doing and it boom. Every week.
So Kalisto like knew he was coming too. You could see him like looking around like, okay, when's he fucking showing up? And then he saw him show up, hit him, and then Miz got the skull crushing finale. And
yeah, all he did was distract him pretty much.
So what'd you think about this tag team? Oh, my bad. Let's not skip this. Miz goes up the ramp as he's like leaving. He's celebrating to the crowd. And then
to a Ziggler.
Ziggler is like waiting for him. Finally, Miz turns around and Ziggler hits him with the super kick.
To keep their final few going. Because that's what Daniel Bryan mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Before that.
The Miz and Dolph Ziggler are going to continue.
One last time. Yeah. For the final time.
So, what do you think about this tag team turmoil thing they did? This gauntlet type matchup? Where they had like five tag teams and they kind of went one at a time and eliminated until.
You had the Hype Bros versus the Ascension.
Yeah, but it was only like. Quick. Yeah, two people. Two Hype tag Bros versus team. But anytime.
Breezango, Quick. Yeah.
But that's American what I Alpha versus that's what I mean. It was
quick.
That's the way they Von set
Villain
it up.
Von versus them quick, and then the Usos versus American Alpha. Exactly. I was expecting to have majority good time, like five,
and
6 minutes.
And they did. Like you almost quick completely finish. Forgot about the whole match.
Yeah,
I thought the Usos and American Alpha went for a while.
Didn't go as long as I thought it should have went. I thought it was going to go a little longer, but.
But it did get really weird because they said that's going to be the number one contender thing. But as soon as as the Usos won, the Wyatts show up on the
Titantron.
And they're like, we're going to wrestle you next week. So,
Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton went from going for the world title shots to tag team.
what
drug are they on?
Against.
And when are they getting suspended?
They're going against I Got Kids, and you know what I mean? They're going to win that to go against I Got Kids people. You know what I mean?
So they can lose the belt and give them to Bray and Randy?
I can't believe. They're going to keep Rhino on contract for this long. You know what I mean?
He did lose his vote, so they could just get rid of him.
So then they did Becky Lynch and Natalya because.
It was a good match.
Alexa's going to get a title shot at TLC. So this was just
her talking shit on commentary and.
Yeah, then that
pretty much
match.
Yeah, pretty much interfered at the end of the match.
Well, no, the match. Becky Lynch won.
Yeah, she won, and then after the match, not during the match.
As soon as she went to celebrate, she got attacked.
Yeah.
And then they kept, like, this is when they kept, like, just throwing matches at me. I was like, damn, this is going to keep going.
Yeah, they kept hitting you with
But no I thought, just to say something, I thought Becky Lynch and Natalya was a phenomenal match. It's one of the best matches I've seen Natalya do in a while.
The match I'm dreading to see at TLC right now, Nikki Bella versus Carmella, no DQ match.
I really liked, I actually liked that promo in the back. I thought it was funny.
But really,
Nikki Bella had to make sure she kept her hair out of her titties. And,
are you fapping over there as we speak?
Nikki Bella fap, number 4 on the list. That's why she had to make sure her hair was out of her titties, so the fap videos could be created. You know what I mean? You can't have fat videos of hairs covering titties all the time.
You don't like it natural.
But anyway, Carmella was like, you know, your man stands for hustle, loyalty, and respect, and you don't stand for shit, basically.
Pretty much.
And Nikki Bella was like, at TLC, we're gonna wrestle with no rules and no countouts or whatever the fuck she said.
She was said like, no disqualification match.
Match.
And you got all excited.
And then if I win, I get to be president of the fashion club.
What did that mean?
From Daria, they'd always talk about the fashion club.
I'm like, what does that mean?
That was a callback. That was a callback to my Daria character. Oh,
here you go, back to Daria, huh?
With the fashion club, yeah. Nah.
And then shortly after that, we had Kane versus Baron Corbin.
I thought this was cool the way it ended. They tricked me because Kane didn't set his pyro off at the beginning of the match. And what that usually means is Kane's going to win so he could set off his pyro at the end of the match. But instead, Kane lost by disqualification. But he still set off his pyro at the end of the match just before he walked away. It was kind of funny. It was like, okay, the match is over. I lost. Boom, boom, pyro. And let me leave so they can do their thing. I just, the fire thing cracks me up sometimes. The way that it's like, oh, got to fit it in. Psh, fire.
So are Kalisto and Corbin going to fight at TLC?
Kalisto was hype, dude. He grabbed a chair. He hit him with the Van Damminator.
Do you get what I'm saying? Are they going to have a TLC match?
They're going to have a chair match or something like that. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because you'll have a table match, a ladder match, and a chair match.
And what about a TLC match? Totally.
I don't know if they'll do a TLC match. Table,
ladders, and chairs.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes I think recently they've been doing like a chair match, a ladder match, and a table match.
I know they changed their gay ass format.
But the ladder match.
I want a TLC match.
The ladder match will have. Bring the
Dudleys. Oh, wait, they'll be at TNA fighting the fucking...
No, Tag Team Apocalypto.
They'll be fighting the Rockers.
Rock and Roll Express and the New Rockers.
Oh, that's funny. Balls Mahoney, actual rotten.
So what'd you think about the final match there with James Ellsworth and AJ Styles?
Comedy.
I loved the... Comedy, we didn't mention earlier in the night with Dean Ambrose showing up backstage.
With the pizza?
With the pizza. And then...
It just wasn't funny.
My favorite part was when Becky Lynch said... Oh, fuck, what did she say? She said something... she made a pun. And Shane McMahon didn't laugh. And then you just hear Dean Ambrose off camera going, I heard it. It was good. And that's how they went to commercial break or whatever. It was funny. I can't remember the shitty pun she made. But she made like a very bad dad joke or something. And Dean Ambrose off camera after he'd been told to leave. He's just like, I heard it. It was good. Then he showed up a little later as the Mountie. And the crowd went crazy for this part, him showing up as the Mountie.
Cracked a Mountie joke.
Yeah, when he said...
He told AJ he always gets his man.
And it or not AJ, he told Daniel Bryan. And it was funny because Daniel Bryan's like, is there anything you got to say? And then Dean Ambrose paused and you could see...
him going to it.
You could see Daniel Bryan start just like giggling, like knowing what's coming. Like it was kind of... I like the way, like, that can be funny sometimes on television, like in a Saturday Night Live sketch when they're cracking themselves up, you know what I mean? But so, yeah, Daniel Bryan kind of giggles, and Dean Ambrose is like, that Mountie always gets his man.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I kind of laughed, too.
So anyway, during the main event, pretty standard match until Dean Ambrose shows up wearing an Ottawa Senators jersey because they're in Ottawa, cheap plug. That's the Mick Foley thing there. And then
he created the cheap plug. What are you talking about?
And then that's what I mean. Yeah, that's the Mick Foley thing, doing the cheap plug, wearing the Senators
rain clothing.
So
there you go. You know what I'm saying? Just got to throw it in there.
Presented by Rain Clothing, the hits and misses. This was a hit right here.
Yeah, you see.
But then so the coolest spot of the night is AJ and James Ellsworth are both at the top of the ladder and
you're talking about the end of the match?
No, my bad. AJ's only at the top of the ladder. Yeah, I'm at the very end. AJ's at the top of the ladder, and James Ellsworth pushes him off.
Oh, he takes the brutal back bump?
Yeah, and he catches the rope perfect to like just spin off of it right to the floor. And then James Ellsworth starts to set up the ladder. AJ's getting into the ring. He hits a beautiful no chin music. Pronounced, John. James Ellsworth hits the beautiful no chin music to AJ Styles. Knocks AJ Styles unconscious. and gets his foot caught in the rope.
Knock him unconscious.
Well, it definitely knocked his. He got his bell rung
and knocked his foot into the ropes to get him tangled up.
Got his bell rung. He got stuck in the ropes. This was a fun ending.
Yeah, the ending.
And
was
then he got his foot stuck in the ropes. So James Ellsworth climbed and got his contract
and a future.
And that's James Ellsworth's third win over AJ Styles.
The chin who can get the win.
The chin that can get the win over the man that runs the... I mean, the champ that runs the camp.
The champ that runs the camp.
The face can't beat, that runs the place, yeah.
He can't beat the man with the chin.
He can't beat the chin with the win. Nope. It's really wild. He can beat John Cena up. He can beat all these people
but
up.
He but he cannot beat little old beat James Ellsworth. Sean Ash is like, goddamn.
No matter what he does,
Ellsworth, I got a chance.
He's a fucking fighting man. Yeah, I could be WWE champion. Or I could at least beat him three times.
I mean,
on television.
You sound like the NFL commercial. I can be this. Order this at WWE.com.
I don't even need to be the champion. I just need to be the winner or whatever, you know? I mean, just beat the champion three times.
You'd have to get there first.
I don't really need a belt. So what'd you think of SmackDown this week and Raw? I guess I didn't ask you after we talked about Raw. What'd you think of both
SmackDown
shows?
Was a better show again this
you
week.
You thought?
Oh, for sure.
This is the one week where I would have called Raw the better show. But I only saw the Hulu version, too.
So, it was just because Raw had a lot more squash matches.
Yeah.
SmackDown just literally made everything long.
When we talked about it earlier, I didn't see half of what happened on Raw. you know what I mean?
That's funny.
That's how it goes, I guess. Hulu, I get to see both shows back to back in half hour and a half formats. You know what I mean?
Add all the shit that you skip in Hulu.
Yeah,
I can just start deleting those things.
Yeah, they
from my notes.
You might as well just get Hulu and we'll just start watching the Hulu versions and review that.
I noticed we have skipped some important shit though when you do that. Because you was like, oh, I didn't see that. And I was like, was fucking hilarious shit backstage. Definitely got a comment about.
When the New Day dressed up as
Braveheart
backstage and shit. Yeah. So you thought SmackDown was better. I thought Raw was a little. I give this week to Raw.
I gave it to SmackDown just because better storylines. Mm-hmm. Raw still has the same old, pretty much the same. Like whole format mm-hmm. going, like they try to be unexpected,
yeah.
Where you can tell like SmackDown is more like your Saturday mm-hmm. Night Live, I should say, and Raw is supposed to be more
the other way around.
Yeah, and Raw is supposed to be more like uncut, more Raw.
Yeah, but Raw is so tame and corporate in Saturday Night Live, and SmackDown is just more your wrestling TV show.
Yeah. It goes a little both.
So, whose week is it for match of the week?
I think mine.
Okay, so you got a match of the week this week?
Yeah, because you put me back into the 80s.
Match of the week presented by Rain Clothing.
Went back and watched a shit ton of Starrcade mm-hmm. myself.
What match are we going
to? The one that always catches my eye is the 85 I Quit match. Mm-hmm. Tully Blanchard and Magnum TA.
Magnum TA I Quit match. I don't think I've ever watched it.
For some reason, that match always catches my eye mm-hmm. out of all of them.
And they used to be on that was on the Starrcade disc back in the compilation WWE put out.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think so, to be honest with you. I remember that disc going like from like 83 straight to the scaffold matches.
Yeah, and I remember. I just can't remember if it was on the.
So match of the week this week is all of Starrcade 85.
Not all of it, just the I Quit match.
I Quit
and
match.
It's for the NWA United States Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Good match. Magnum TA wins. Tully Blanchard says I quit a million times. He has a baby doll as his manager.
I'm looking at here. It was for the NWA United States Heavyweight Championship.
Yep.
Magnum TA performed a gorilla press drop onto the top rope.
Correct.
Magnum TA won the match and the title.
Because Tully Blanchard said he quit.
After using a weapon on Blanchard's forehead?
Yep. I think it was like a broken stick or some shit.
Man, this was a stacked card. The ninth match was Midnight Express against Jimmy Valiant. And
you can just name those tag teams and they'll be in TNA.
And the 10th match was Rock and Roll Express and speaking of, against Ivan and Nikita Koloff.
Speaking of the Express.
God, there was also yeah, 11 matches on this card.
Who was it? Ric Flair versus
Ric Flair and Dusty.
Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, for the NWA title.
Was this the second time? I can't remember if it was the first time they went for it or a second time. So I thought they wrestled twice at Starrcade for the title. That might have been the first time they wrestled. I think that's the one setting it up for Dusty Rhodes to win the belt.
Yeah, because the 83 was Harley and Ric Flair.
That was Flair for the gold.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I don't know. What do you think about the... I watched a couple other things in wrestling this week. We watched Stranglemania before.
Watched a little bit of that. I watched some 97 Raw and WCW.
I was watching Mick Foley and Ric Flair, and I saw a match that I had never seen before, and I haven't watched it yet, but I want to. It's a 2 out of 3.
I've seen a match I've never seen before. I want to watch it. Yeah, you see how fucked up that sounded? You said that?
I meant I saw it in the search list.
I've seen a match...
that I had never seen
that
before.
I've never seen before. It's a 2 out of 3 match. I've never seen it, but I've seen it.
No, I saw it in a list. You see how I want to go back and watch it. I see how I said it fucked up. I saw it in a list of matches.
All right, now I understand.
And but now I want to go back and watch it.
You've seen something, but you haven't watched it yet because I'm like, you've seen this shit, but you haven't watched it. So how are you about to tell me something
I never knew it existed?
I've never
seen. I thought I had seen the whole Ric Flair... Mick Foley kind of matches.
Where's this at?
In
WCW? 2000,
no, WWF 2006. WWE, sorry, 2006. With like right around that SummerSlam match. I think this match took place at Vengeance. And so...
This I'm is gonna, when I started slowly drifting
I'm
away
gonna
from...
I'm going to go back and watch
cause
it.
Because we started watching a lot of TNA at this time.
Yeah, and we would kind of... I would have like match fucking like collections and shit put together, so... That was like my extent. Or I would download pay-per-views and stuff from that era and go back and watch some of the things, but I haven't seen all the things. So this is a match I never knew existed, so I want to go back and watch it.
So you're throwing in a bonus match of the week this
Well,
week.
I'm going to watch it, and then it'll probably be my match of the week next week. I'll go ahead and give
Hopefully
it a review.
Hopefully you've seen it.
By next week, yeah, and I'll give it a review.
Because you've told me you've seen it, but you haven't watched it yet. You watched it when you've seen it.
This was a fun episode. Finally, the wrestling has come back to the WWE.
Finally?
Yeah.
Are you giving the people's eyebrow while you say it?
I'm trying.
I didn't say squint at me like an Asian.
Am I doing the eyebrow now?
Now you're just looking like a weirdo.
All right. And Zagiri and we're out here.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.